play just a small portion of the interview that I did with legendary singer, songwriter, producer, Mark Guerrero. Now, Mark is the son of legendary songwriter and performer Lalo Guerrero. And Mark has been writing songs since the 60s. And even today, there was a great Lollapalooza celebration just a few weeks ago. And I saw Mark there performing a few of the songs. And I'm like, whoa, man, we gotta do an interview here at KPFK. So he came in. He lives out near Palm Springs. So he drove all the way in here, and we had a great long interview tracing the trajectory of his early songwriting from the East LA Sound days. And we're going to play the portion from those early days, and then we're going to play a couple of tracks that he sent me. So let's get right into that. Here is Mark Guerrero. He also has an amazing a blog site where he does live interviews with everybody in the East LA and Chicano music scene. It's really prolific, and we'll give that information out at the end, so you guys are going to have to go check that out to see some of the great work that he does even today. So here we go. Here's the early days of Mark Guerrero, singer, songwriter, producer, guitar player, right here on KPFK Los Angeles. Where did it all begin?
Well, I'm happy to say I grew up in East Los Angeles. I was a kid there in the 50s, and in the 60s I was a teenager. And as a teenager, I had a band starting when I was 13 years old that wound up being called Mark and the Escorts. And we wound up making a couple of records for GMP Crescendo. And some of those songs live on to this day on compilations and things like that. But that's how my musical career started. And in the early 70s, I recorded...
Let's stick with the crescendos for a little
bit.
All right, what's going on here? Who's your influences? Who are you? Are the warm winds of the doo-wop 50s blowing? Or is it Beatlemania time?
It's pre-Beatlemania. And the warm winds were still blowing of the doo-wop, but we weren't part of that. When we first started around 63, what was happening was the surf craze. Dick Dale, The Ventures, Pipeline, Wipeout. And we started out playing instrumentals, mostly surf instrumentals, and a little blues in here and there. But the vocals didn't come in for like at least a year. So we started out instrumentally, and... eventually, we got to the doo-wop and the R&B, and then the British Invasion happened a year or so later. And I started playing gigs all over East L.A. and the whole circuit, and we became part of the East Side Sound. And in 1965, we did two singles for GMP Crescendo Records. The first one was called Get Your Baby. It was the A-side. It was an instrumental. It was written by a couple of guys from a group called The Mixtures that were from Ventura. But they were part of the East Side Sound. They were one of Eddie Davis's groups, and they recorded on a label that a lot of the other East L.A. groups recorded on. He had, like, eight small independent labels, Pharaoh, Linda, Gordo, a bunch of those, you know. And so a lot of the Blendells, the Premieres, Cannibal, the Headhunters all recorded on those labels.
Yeah.
A couple of guys from the Mixtures wrote this song, and the Blendells, a popular East L.A. group, recorded it first. And then our manager, who was also the Blendells' manager, Billy Cardenas, said, hey, you guys should record this. So we did it, too. After us, the Premieres did it, and Cannibal Headhunters did a vocal version of it. So there's four versions out there. But for whatever reason, our version has survived the others in the sense that we're on, like, five compilations around the world. And shortly, that song's going to be in a major movie. It's out this month with Channing Tatum. It's called Logan Lucky. It's on the soundtrack album along with Bo Diddley and Creedence Clearwater and John Denver and all kinds of people. So something that you recorded 52 years ago pops up in a major movie is pretty amazing.
Okay, well, there's a lot more of that interview that I'm going to be playing in the coming weeks. And Mark Guerrero went on to, you know, sign several record deals in his career. There's a lot of great music that he recorded. A lot of it, in my estimation, was ahead of its time. And, you know, well, here, I'm going to play another song real quick. This one's called I'm Brown. This one's super cool, recorded in the early 1970s as, you know, the political climate was as, you know, crazy probably, or close to as crazy as it is today. So this one's really cool track. Check this one out. I'm Brown by Mark Guerrero.
Thank you.
That was a very groovy song. It was so groovy that Chetty let me bleed into his time slot so that we could finish out that soulful guitar part. Chetty, were you digging that tune?
Loving it, man. Powerful joint. Perfect timing.
It really is perfect timing, man. And we were just going off on the craziness of the world and how, you know, the world needs songs like this in our lives right now. So that does it for this edition of Travel Tips for Auslan. I want to thank all of our guests that came on today. That included Ale, that included Echal, that included Sin Color, and a special thanks to Mark Guerrero. We're going to be playing more of this interview. His career is so incredible. The stories are so fascinating that you learn something with every tale. So you're going to want to keep tuning in so we can keep playing you more from Mark Guerrero. Okay, we got to get going. We're a little bit over the hour here. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere, because Break Beats and Rhymes coming up. Chetty's going to be tearing it up. Who knows who's going to pop in the studio? It's going to be off the hook. The turntables are warmed up. They're ready to go. So don't go anywhere. There's no need to change that dial until the sun comes up. And we'll see you next week.
Este es KPFK 90.